You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A Utah homeowner heads downstairs for coffee, and as he sits down at the table, Jose Garcia comes up from the basement and says he's scouting out houses for gang initiations and has been in the basement for an hour watching the homeowner's daughter sleep. Well, of course, the homeowner calls police.
Nancy, Garcia also told the homeowner that he had broken in through a basement window. Garcia refused to identify himself to police officers, so they searched him, removing his wallet and also discovering he was carrying a loaded gun. Police are still investigating whether Garcia's claims the crimes were committed for a gang hold weight.
Garcia, 18, now charged with aggravated burglary and using a concealed weapon. I guess that impressed the gang. West Virginia cops pull over Shylan Skubas for driving with expired license plates. Cops notice Skubas trying to conceal a purse behind her feet and ask her and her passengers to get out so they can search the car. Cops find drug paraphernalia, fentanyl, meth, and a grenade inside. The bomb squad's called out. Officers cannot immediately determine if it's a training grenade or a real grenade filled with explosives. Skubas now charged with drug possession and illegal possession of an explosive device. Bam! More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Alabama as convicted murderer Casey White has been handed a life sentence for escaping prison and spending 11 days on the run with a female corrections officer. Vicky White, an Alabama guard, assisted 38-year-old White in his escape from the Lauderdale County Detention Center in April 2022. The escape prompted U.S. Marshals to launch a nationwide manhunt. Nearly 2 weeks later, as authorities located the convicted felon and the senior jail official in Indiana, Vicky White shot herself. Casey White was accused of killing the veteran officer, but pleaded guilty to a lesser crime of first-degree escape. Also in Alabama, Yoron Vandersloot, the primary suspect in Natalie Holloway's 2005 disappearance, has arrived in the United States from Peru to face accusations that he tried to extort money from the teen's mother. With the latest, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Just hours after Peruvian authorities temporarily transferred Vandersloot to U.S. custody, an FBI-operated jet carrying the suspect landed at Birmingham's Shuttlesworth Airport around 2:30 p.m. Central Time on Thursday. The suspect was then led down the steps into a black SUV and taken to a nearby jail. Later, Vandersloot will appear in federal court to face charges. 18-year-old Natalie Holloway was traveling to Aruba with friends after her high school graduation when she disappeared. She and Vandersloot were last spotted leaving a bar in 2005. Vandersloot was interrogated in Holloway's disappearance but was never charged. According to U.S. authorities, Vandersloot contacted the teen's mother, Beth Holloway, in 2010, asking for $250,000 in exchange for revealing the whereabouts of the young woman's body. He was charged that year by a grand jury with one count of wire fraud and one count of extortion.
Holloway's remains have never been found. A Leavenworth man accused of murdering his two sons and then escaping to Oklahoma with his two young daughters may be sentenced to death if found guilty. 43-year-old Donald Ray Jackson Jr. was charged with capital murder and the deaths of his boys, and Leavenworth County Attorney Todd Thompson has announced he'll pursue the death penalty against him. According to a statement from Thompson, Jackson entered a not guilty plea during his arraignment, during which he remained mute. Jackson's defense team stated after the hearing that a jury trial is not likely to take place until 2025. Since November 2020, Jackson has been behind bars in Leavenworth County. Prosecutors claim that on October 24, 2020, he shot his sons, 14-year-old Logan and 12-year-old Austin, at their home in rural Leavenworth. A woman in state mental health care for more than 7 years after being charged with purposefully driving her car into pedestrians, killing one on the Las Vegas Strip, has now been given a trial date. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
A Nevada judge has scheduled the murder trial for Paris Paradise Morton to begin in May 2024. In court, Morton was informed that she would be tried for murder and 70 other felonies in relation to the 2015 crash that claimed the life of an Arizona woman and injured dozens of others. Morton is still incarcerated and is not eligible for bail. She informed the judge last month that she was at differences with the court-appointed counsel and had rejected a plea deal that would have avoided trial and put her to prison with a chance of release. Authorities say at least 35 tourists were injured when Morton's car slammed into a crowd of people on a sidewalk close to the Paris, Las Vegas, and Planet Hollywood resorts. Killed in the crash was 32-year-old Jessica Valenzuela of Buckeye, Arizona.
Las Vegas Boulevard is now lined with bollards, which resemble pickets and are used as car barriers to protect pedestrians.
Jordan Nebling calls her boyfriend Tyler Wilkins for a ride when her car breaks down in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. Wilkins says he brought Nebling back to his home, but they got in an argument and Nebling took off on foot. Since Jordan's disappearance, Wilkins charged with murder in the beating death of his new girlfriend, Clarissa Winchester, and their newborn son, Grayson. Wilson claims he knows nothing more related to Jordan Nebling's disappearance. If you have info on Jordan Nebling, please call Greenville County Sheriff's 864-271-5210. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.